Good Wednesday morning, everybody. Today is Wednesday, August 25th. But wait a minute. If you're seeing this before Wednesday, August 25th, our normal publish date, you are correct, because today is actually Monday, August 23rd. But that's okay, because we've got obligations this week out at Del Mar. So that's why we're posting it early for everybody. So just for publication sakes and keeping everything consistent, we're going to say that today is Wednesday, August 25th. How's that? Good morning, everybody. I am Eddie the Hat. And I, of course, represent horseracing-selections.com, the website that brings this podcast to you. And this is going to be for the races that occurred this past week at Del Mar, Thursday, August 19th through Sunday, August 22nd. So anyway, we got all that taken care of out of the way. And guys, again, thank you for tuning in to our weekly podcast. And we're going to try to expand a little bit. We're going to try to bring you some more podcasts with news and information, handicapping tips, and all of that. And that is just around the corner. So stay tuned for that. And of course, we'll keep you updated when we get close to doing that. A fantastic week out at Del Mar. The Pacific Classic on Saturday was run not the way we expected it to be run, but we'll get to that a little bit later on in the podcast. But nonetheless, we had a pretty nice week out at Del Mar. We're going to get to that too in just a bit. So let's turn the clock back to Thursday, August 19th, and we're going to take a look here in the first race at a horse. For Love Not Money. Now, guys, this horse was the favorite in this race, deservedly so, we thought, and taking a nice drop in class. But something went amiss with this daughter of Tisnell on the way to the gate, because she got to the gate and she was totally washed out. She was dripping with kidney sweat. And I got to tell you, that, of course, is something that we never like to see. But unfortunately, well, yeah, we get what we get, and that is a horse that's out of sorts, and she certainly ran like it, ran up the track. She checked in fourth, but nonetheless, that's not good enough to do really anything financially with. So we're going to draw a line through this effort, and we're going to suggest that you keep an eye on For Love Not Money next time. Something went wrong here. Something spooked her, got her out of sorts. Maybe she just wasn't feeling good. We're going to give her a chance back next time. Hey, how about the fourth race winner? Our Bank Row Special Play. Yeah, SoCal Red comes back at $112.40. Now, I know it's easy to say, wow, this horse figured at 55 to 1. But guys, I'm going to tell you something. When you look at this horse stretching out for the first time, Steve Knapp trying the the two turns for the first time, she had, he had, the son of Looking at Lucky had improving numbers. 30 to 1 on the morning line. Yeah, let's take a shot with this guy. We did, and if you did with us, 112.40. So congratulations to everybody that cashed on that, because I got to tell you, those horses don't come along every day. Certainly, maybe, once a meeting, if that. Congrats. The seventh race on Thursday, we're taking a look here at Warden Jerry. And boy, I got to tell you, this guy is really starting to show his age now, folks. Not sure if he got claimed for the optional tag of 62.5, but he just didn't look his normal sharp self here. He lacked that explosive late kick. Did check in third. But I'll tell you, he's starting to show his age now, and maybe getting to the end of the line with this guy. So use some caution when you see him back. We'll probably see him at Santa Anita if he's not retired. But yeah, he just ran okay, looked okay. But again, he's, like I said, he's starting to show his age. So use a little bit of caution with him. On Friday, the third race here, we're going to take a look at Indian Peak. Now, this is another horse that really, really disappointed. Not really sure what in the hell happened here with this gelded son of Comic Strip. His prior race, he was moved way too early by Pratt. And we kind of thought, well, you know what? Maybe Pratt learned something from that, from that race. So things are going to be done a little bit differently on Friday. Well, Indian Peak ran up the track just in a really horrendous effort. Not sure what's going on with this guy, but after seeing him on Friday, I would use caution when he comes back. And that's Indian Peak. If you had the three horse in the fourth race on Friday, Cariella was a vet scratch at the gate. So something wrong there. And you're going to want to be very careful when this daughter of Champ Pegasus comes back. I hate to see vet scratches at the gate. It means something happened during the warm-up, possibly. Maybe the vet saw something. Jessica Pfeiffer may have felt something underneath her. End result is we ain't running, and that's you never want to see that. So, Cariella, use caution when she comes back. On Saturday, we're going to take a look here in the fourth race. A very, very impressive first-time starter, Forbidden Kingdom, from the Richard Mandela Barn. No surprise here. He's 18% with first-time starters, and this horse had a decent work tab going in. But what impressed us the most is the way this son of American Pharaoh did it. Visually impressive win here. Forbidden Kingdom could be something special. $10.60. Congrats if you cashed on that. That was an absolute gift. And we're going to wait and see what Forbidden Kingdom can do versus winners next time. But he is certainly on our horse to watch list when he comes back. How about More Forza in the Del Mar Mile on Saturday? Very nice looking win. Boy, does this guy know, the son of Uncle Mo, know where the wire is. He looked like he was probably going to get beat. But was able to grind it out late on the outside in a race that Peter Miller later said probably he needed this. And so I'll tell you, he is set up perfect for the Breeders' Cup in November, which is going to be run over a track that he likes right there at Del Mar. So Mo Forza, let's keep an eye on him when he comes back. And speaking of sharp horses, how about Going Global in the Del Mar Oaks? And Phil D'Amato here, this horse has one blemish locally on her record. She was beaten by Madone in the San Clemente, but she got the job done on Saturday in a nice looking effort. Look for her to be able to rattle off two or three more straight. She's ultra sharp and she looked good doing it. In the Pacific Classic on Saturday at Del Mar, Dr. Post, what a strange looking race this horse was. We absolutely love this guy going into the race. And Joel Rosario down the backside said, "Hey, I didn't think I had any horse." And all of a sudden he kicked it in. He was way too far back, he had way too much to do late, but still put in a decent third place finish. Certainly no threat to the winner and the runner up. And disturbingly, Sheriff Brown, he beat out of the third spot. Sheriff Brown was an 80-1 long shot. So we're not really sure what to make of this. But one thing I can tell you, we didn't see Dr. Post's best on Saturday. So if he comes back locally, I think we definitely need to give him another look. He just looked kind of out of sorts. We're going to turn to Sunday now. This was yesterday, the second race, Vizar. Under Umberto Rispoli, this horse was full of run late. Was racing through the stretch, checking repeatedly, being pulled back, blocked behind horses, was able to get out, finished full of run. Unfortunately for everybody, the winner, Suki, got the jump on him. And unfortunately for us, we had to settle for second here. But Vizar, definitely. Probably, I'm going to stop just short of saying with a clear trip she would have won, because I think Suki ran a dynamite race here for Matt Scherer. But let's just say that it would have, the outcome would have been a lot closer. Nonetheless, Vyazar, we're going to put a circle around her and give her a look when she returns. In the fifth race on Sunday, full draw. Use extreme caution. If this son of Union Rags comes back soon, this horse really looked bad late. Very confusing to us. It looked like he either took a bad step or broke stride. So much so that Mario Gutierrez actually stood up briefly, was looking around like, oh boy, we're going to go down maybe, or I'm going to need to pull this guy up. He just kept going to the wire to finish third. I think if this had been further out maybe on the turn or maybe the backside, we would have seen him pulled up. But he looked bad late. That's full draw. So use extreme caution when he comes back. Again, he might have just broke stride. He might be fine. But I am not willing to take a chance with my money on him back. So I think he is definitely going to be a strong play, when he returns. In the seventh race, how about Magolian? Well, yeah, the seventh race declared a no contest. Seven horses went down in this, and fortunately, we were able to report that all the horses and riders are okay. But how about this for bad luck? The trainer of Magolian Panther, Esmish Ganab, is 0 for 44 this year. 0 for 4 at Del Mar, but 0 for 44, 2021. Okay? Finally gets the job done Sunday. Finally says, hey, we got the monkey off our back. And guess what? The race is declared a no contest. So, anyway, bad luck. Talk about a bad beat. But anyway, if you had any wagers in the seventh race on Sunday, look for your refund. And finally, the Green Flash handicap here. We're going to take a look at Collusion Illusion, trying the turf for the first time. First, possibly last time, because this guy did not look comfortable out there at all. Never really kicked it in. Never got on track, just kind of ran around the track and maybe wanted to stop and have a snack who's over the turf. We've actually seen that happen before too, folks. Horses that have been on the turf for the first time, when they're going to the gate, sometimes will stop and they'll say, oh gosh, you know, what's this? And they'll start nibbling on the grass. Collusion Illusion, I think we're going to see him back on the dirt. The experiment appeared to have failed miserably. So check for him to be back on the dirt next time. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Wednesday, August 25th, officially, even though you're listening to this before then. We will be back next with you on the 1st of September with more of our Trip and Trouble Notes coverage. Again, look for more expanded podcasts from us in the near future. We're brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. Go ahead, check us out. And if you need some help when you're going to the track, go ahead. And we have very affordable daily rates, as well as deep discount on our daily rates multiple day cards. Check us out, horseracing-selections.com. Eddie the Hat here. Have a great upcoming week at Del Mar. Cash those tickets, and we'll be talking to you again soon.